Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive to center field. Groth throws towards Lapon. Lapon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lapon. Dillinger moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger scores. Vallo scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall strikes out. There goes Fain. The throw from Swift and Fain is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Wirtz moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Newhouser moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Newhouser scores. Lapon scores. Pretty moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-1 in the game. Leaner bunts towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Vallo moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. Vallo moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brissy moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Brissy scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Vallow scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kell moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Carl Scheib now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Evers moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hitchcock hits a pop-up into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swift strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser fires to first and has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Lapone, who tags Chapman for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Don Callaway. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton fires to first and picks off Mullen. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Keller reaches third base with a triple. Evers scores. It's Tigers, 6, Athletics, 6. Neil Berry pinch runs for Charlie Keller. Aaron Robinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is walked intentionally. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Bob Hooper now pitching. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lapone hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. There goes Hutchinson trying to get to home. Dillinger throws to Tipton, who tags Hutchinson for the out. It's 8-6, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Aaron Robinson now catching. Paul C. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-3 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.